Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? Are you ready for the ride? On Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Logan? I hope everyone had a fabulous week so far. I hope that you get in tune for the weekend and enjoy spending time with family and friends. You know, before I start every show, I give word for thought. I just like to say that. Today's word for thought, or word for thought of today, is this. Social media is something that has become a phenomenon in the past couple of years. They got Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. They got like maybe, it's more than just that. There's a lot of websites out here because they got some for teens, they got some for kids. They got a lot of social media sites out here. And the one crazy thing about social media is once you put something out there, it don't come back. There is no deletion. Once it's out there, somebody done captured it and did what they can do with it because it's digital. So I know the news done talked about it. I know people's jobs done talked about it. Please be careful of what you say, what you post, what pictures you send to people, or what pictures you post on Facebook or any of these websites. Because once you put these pictures out there, it's out there. They don't come back. So many people have lost their jobs, their careers, because of social media. Because they figure, oh, it ain't nothing that big. It ain't that serious. But it is. If you call you lose your job, it's really serious. You might not say so, but yes, it really is. So once again, please be careful what you say, what you post, how you feel. Sometimes just go in the woods and scream. Then you don't have to worry about nobody else caring about it or reading about it or having a comment about it. Because remember this, when you post something on somebody's wall, not only that person sees, but everybody in their network see it. And some people have big networks. Some people have 500, 1,000, 2,000 people. That's 2,000 people reading your thought at one time. They might not say nothing about it, but they read it. And just be careful. I got to give a shout out to Luke Brother Gasson, Stacey, Jennifer Shane, to my nieces and to my nephew. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at eldonr112@gmail.com or wendwentoatgmail.com. If you want to be a guest caller, the number is 646-915-9934. Once again, 615-9934. And I hope you enjoy the show because it's a good one. Christ is Christmas. I think, but Christ is Christmas. I'm going to go into the menu for today. You can check it out on my blog if you like. Orange Cornish hen for two. Shrimp and octopus soup. South African spiced carrots. For dessert, strawberry shortcake. And for the drink, apple pie in a jar. Food for the soul thought. Love is sweet, but so expensive. I think that kind of relates to the show a little bit. Love is free, but expensive. Today's topic is Christ is Christmas. Now, I know a lot of people went out shopping for Black Friday. The numbers don't lie. I know a lot of people have money. Monday, the numbers don't lie. But my problem with Christmas is not really a problem, but what am I noticing is people forgetting that Christ was the reason for Christmas. They want to ban nativity scenes. They don't want to talk about Christ or God, but that's the reason for the season. It's to celebrate Christ's birthday. He was born to the Virgin Mary. To the conception. And the reason why he was born was so that we can have a chance at everlasting life in heaven. So, why 2015, when you listen to most Christmas songs, they always talk about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, they talk about Frosty the Snowman, and Santa Claus. Now, my problem with this is, all these are nice things to talk about, I guess, but the problem is, that's not what Christmas is about. We let false idols took over the reason for the season. I mean, we have gotten so smart and so we can do without God till we forget about why the season started from the start with. Christmas is not about buying PlayStation 4s, 3s, Xbox 4, 3, whatever, cell phones, toys, cars, diamonds. I mean, we let things take over. We always let corporate America run us. Yeah, I know it's nice. You can afford to buy some things for some people. That's cool. But the problem is a lot of people go in a lot of debt buying stuff they can't afford to make other people happy for a day or two. Then they go back to the normal routine of living. So the stuff you spend all that money for really don't matter after a while because it get old really fast. What I'm saying is Christ is the reason for Christmas. We don't got consumed. We're trying to get Christ out of everything, trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments. We're so busy trying to erase God out of the fabric of America. And everybody is entitled to their own personal beliefs. But this is crazy that you want to celebrate Christmas, but you want to get rid of the main reason for Christmas, the only reason for Christmas. Kind of like trying to have air with no oxygen. I'm just saying, it might sound like a good idea, but you need hydrogen and oxygen to make air. I'm just saying. I'm not a scientist or anything. It's kind of hard to cook without fire or a heat source. I mean, you sure you can do a protein shake, but protein shakes and stuff was not relevant, was not a thing 5-10 years ago. It was a hot commodity. you have to cook food with a heating source, especially meat. I've never seen a chicken get to 265 degrees on its own. Something got to get it there. I've never seen a car run without gas. I mean, or a fuel source, because, you know, they got new sources now, like electricity, corn gas, or whatever you want to call it. So whatever you want, whatever it is. So my thing is this. Think long and hard, why are you really celebrating the season? If you don't have Christ in Christmas, then you're really not celebrating nothing. It's just another day. It's not about buying things. We get so consumed in things. I done got 5 different flyers from 5 different loan companies in the past week. You want to know why they do that? Because they know people borrow money. I'm not going to borrow no money to buy nobody no gifts. That's crazy. Why would I get in debt just to buy you gifts for a day to make you happy for a day, and then I got to get stuck paying for the thing for the rest of the year? Are you serious? Man, please. Chaboo. I'm not about to do that for nobody. I'm not going to sit here and borrow $1,000, $2,000, minimum $500. Then I got to pay an interest rate back of 20%, 70%. For what? I'm putting myself in bondage to make you happy? No. No, no, no. The true meaning behind Christmas is Jesus Christ was born in a manger. Not the Howard Johnson, not Holiday Inn Express, not the Four Seasons, not Caesar's Palace, but was born in a manger with Mary and Joseph so that we could have a chance at eternal life. And we're still not grateful enough for that. We always take it to the extreme. We always put a price value on love. So one thing, if somebody don't love you from the heart, they don't love you at all. See, sometimes we get love and other things confused. See, sometimes people might not love you, but they like the thing. They love the things you can do for them that they can't do for themselves. And you don't want that kind of person in your life because they're users. You don't want no user in your life, do you really? No, you don't want that. You want somebody to love you for you, accept you for you. Too big or small, tall or fat, short or whatever. You want somebody to love you for you. Rich, like they were saying, rich or poor, sickness and health. You don't want nobody to leave so soon you get a cold, they out the door. Man, you ain't want that. You want somebody to love you for yourself. Somebody true. Through and through. See, we put so much emphasis on spending money and buying things to make ourselves happy. But if you're not happy from within, that definitely don't make you happy. That's just a temporary fix, a temporary high. It's almost like an addiction. So now you got to buy more things to make yourself happy. I don't see the point. I'm just trying to be real. I'm just being honest. I am not going to kill myself every day just to make somebody else rich while I get poor or don't have, because I think I should have this or that. I'm saying, ladies, don't think your man don't love you if he can't afford to buy you a MK bag or buy you some designer outfits or, you know, you get mad tomorrow. Boo-hoo. He don't love me like he should. He didn't buy me this $500 pocketbook. Can I tell you a little something? If your man paying your bills, that's love right there. If you got a roof over your head, that's love right there. Stop getting twisted that you got to have so much. See, you don't know the true meaning of love yourself. That's why you think you got to have things. That's why killing people. They don't understand the true value of love. True love is selfless. It's giving. It's from the heart. From the heart. From the soul. If I love you and I buy you a MK bag or a Prada bag and I beat the crap out of you every day, is that real love? I'm just saying. If your love is things, so I give you the things, but I beat the living hell out of you every day, is that really love? I mean, you might say, well, even though I got this black eye, I still got this Prada bag. Is your health and well-being worth making a corporation rich? Is selling your soul that important to show off to who? Who actually cares if you got a Prada bag? Nobody want to know. Another thing, why have $1,000 purse and don't have $1,000 in the purse? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just being honest. See, a lot of times I learned in life that a lot of women turn down good men because they feel that if he can't buy me the things that I want, he don't love me and he's not good enough for me. But, honey, love, needs and wants are two different things. You need a car, but you don't need a Lamborghini. You need a house, but you don't need a five-story house. You need a shelter, but you don't need a five-story house. Let me get it together. You need shoes, but you don't need Manolos. I'm just saying, you don't need $300, $400, $500 heels for somebody to show you that they love you. If somebody out there working hard on an honest day job, working Monday through Friday or however they work, 30-plus hours a week, and they buy you a pair of flip-flops, you should be happy for the flip-flops. Girl, they might not be the best, but my man up here, all the bills, and he thought enough of me to buy these $10 flip-flops for me to walk around in the house. That showed that he cares. Because, like I said, I'd rather have somebody buy me something small and cheap and mean it from the heart than to buy me something really big and beat me down every day. My health is more important than things. I'm not selling my soul to the devil for what? To brag, girl. My man brought me an iPhone 5. And you can't call nobody but him. You can't even call your mom and them. I'm just being honest. I'm just being real. I'm just being truthful about the situations. Don't get blinded by the bling bling and the smoke and mirrors of what true love really is. See, we have, it's so sad in America that we are accustomed to killings. It's like everywhere you turn around, there's random shootings. People are dying every day. For what reason? I have no idea. But somebody got in their idea, in their head, to kill somebody. You never know what's going on. People just walking in random buildings. Their job. They're walking anywhere and just unloading their gun, killing 10, 14, 15, 20 people at a time. Bombs. We want to celebrate Christmas, but we don't want to celebrate love. We don't want to celebrate peace. We don't want to celebrate harmony. We don't want to become one with our brother or sister. It don't matter if you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever race. Whatever sex, boy, girl, man, woman, don't matter. This week alone, two mass shootings in two different states, or it might be the same state, but it's crazy. 14 people in California won't be going home from an event that was supposed to be a social event, having a good time with coworkers and family and friends. They're not going home. The people that did the killing, they left behind a child. They left behind family members as well. I'm saying this. Think long and hard before you do anything. Think long and hard before you post on Facebook or social media. Whatever your belief is, whoever is your higher power, that's for you. And you only to decide. But you can't do things to people just because you get upset or you get mad or you feel some type of way or you want to get back at them for something. Think about the bigger picture. Nobody's thinking about the bigger picture anymore. It's all about I, all about self, self, self. It's all why I can't get out the deal. If he can't do no better than this, I'm going to find somebody else. But see, that's the wrong concept to have. Love is not about trading stock and bonds. Love comes from within. If I can't afford to buy you something as Gucci or Prada or Michael Kors, does that mean my love is not good enough? So what, I can't take you out to Red Lobster or Outback every week? Paying, if I'm working hard and I'm saving and I'm paying the bills and helping with the needs, providing the needs, me providing the need is not good enough? You don't want the need, you want the want? That's the problem. We're getting our needs and our wants mixed up. That's why we're making bad decisions, because we're getting love and sex twisted. We get caring and appreciation messed up. Sometimes we be so unappreciative of the little things, but we always want the big things, being long-eyed. That's what I call it, being long-eyed and greedy. Somebody make you lunch, bring you lunch. You're not happy. Well, I wanted something from Red Lobster today or Chili's today. I don't want that. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be real. And I always try to keep it 100. Somebody right now eating out of garbage can. Right now. And I'm not making fun of this situation. Somebody right now don't even know where their next meal coming from. Some people right now don't even know how to go have money for the next meal. And here you is crying and complaining and whining about where you didn't get food from. A belly full. I was being told when I was a child, a belly full or a belly full. I ain't going to tell no lie. Growing up, I had so much chicken. You know, you be in church and saying, that's all. I fly away. Coop, coop, coop. Let me stop. I thought I was going to flat wings after a while. I'm just trying to tell you. I thought I was going to cook. What I'm saying, a belly full is a belly full. Stop looking for crabs and lobster and shrimps and oysters all the time. I mean, I'm not knocking that stuff, but if somebody gives you hot dogs and chips and you full, you full. Like I say, Christ is the Christmas reason and the season. That's the reason for the season is Christ. It's about love. We've got to stop putting down people because they don't have what we think they should have, or they don't buy us what we need to buy, or we think we should have. Stop trading your love for shiny things. If you meet somebody, a man or woman, that sincerely, honestly care about you, that's who you need to be with. That's who you need to share your life with. Stop thinking that you should put your love on eBay, the stock exchange, or whatever, talking about the next person that buy me the biggest shiny thing, that's going to be my man. Yeah, he might buy you a brand new car, but if you can't go nowhere in that brand new car, it still ain't no good. If you can't do what you want to do, it still ain't no good. If they don't give you no respect, that still ain't no good. You got the things, but no self-respect. You got a man that buy you nice things, but you're still, he's sleeping with everybody else in town. That's what you want in your life? But, I mean, stop selling yourself short for shiny things. I'm going to talk more about the subject as the weeks go on towards Christmas, because this is just the one first episode. Christ is Christmas. Christ is love. Christ is forgiving. Because we have to learn to forgive and let go. We got to stop letting the holy grudges forever and ever and let it destroy us, eating our soul like cancer. Somebody stepped on your big toe 5 years ago and you still mad. Somebody take somebody out of the way, you still upset. Why? Let it go. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, any questions or feedback, email me at ELDONR112@gmail.com. If you got somebody that wants to spend time with you, loves hearing your voice, is looking for your flaws, go with that. Don't try to date somebody or try to create something you're not. You'll be miserable because that person don't love you for you. They love you for what they created in you, a myth. Remember this. Do not get in debt to buy toys or high-priced electronics because Christmas is not about that. Christmas is not about Santa Claus, Rudolph, Frosty the Snowman, none of that crap or stuff. Those are images that we come to put inside of Christmas. But Christmas is not Santa Claus. I mean, somebody came up with the idea and everybody ran with it. If you listen to mostly all the Christmas songs, it's always about old Saint Nick, Santa Claus, the man in the red suit. We replace the real reason for a myth, for a gimmick, for holiday sales. We need to do better. I mean, sure, life goes on, but remember this. Santa Claus don't have no way to put you. Santa Claus is not going to be in judgment with you. Remember that. You don't play the Santa Claus at night, do you? I don't know. Maybe some people do this time of year. Think about who do you pray to? A living God. So why are you trying to replace a living God with an idol, an image, a falsehood, a figment of your imagination? Really? Really? We want to do it with a nativity scene about the three wise men, Mary and Joseph. We want to get rid of that to replace the real meaning for a sled, a red suit, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and some other reindeer. That's what America has become. A falsehood, a false tale, playground. So our ideology about things that really is not real. We need to stop replacing realness for fakeness. I guess that should be the second part of the second underline of the show. Start replacing something real for something fake. Once again, start replacing real for fake. Go with the real and leave the fake alone. We're screwing up every time because we want to replace the real. We want to replace Christ and God with Santa Claus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. Why is that? We have to look within ourselves and realize that Christ is Christmas. The first part of Christmas is Christ. So how can you replace the first part of Christmas with something else? It's not Xmas. X-M-A-S. Why are we doing that? You cannot get rid of Christ out of Christmas because the first part of Christmas is Christ. The first part is Christ. So why are you trying to replace Christ in the whole holiday season? I don't understand that. All the movies that come out is about Santa Claus. You don't see nothing talking about Christ or God. Why is that we let some image of false hope replace the real thing? Why is that? Why is this movie about Santa Claus and not so many movies about God or Christ? The story was Christ was born in a manger, and the three wise men brought gifts to celebrate his birth. Today, we let things and money getting the whole in the way. We got to do better, people. We got to do way better than what we're doing. And you wonder why there's such a mess, why there's so much mass shootings. Because people don't have love no more. If I love you like I love myself, I'm not going to kill you because I don't want to kill myself.
I don't want no harm coming to me, so why should I want harm coming to you? Think about this. Is that real? Is that the way it should go? Once again, please, people, keep loving your heart. Think before you do. Think before you say. Be careful what you say, because you never know who's reading or listening. So many people lost their careers behind Facebook. So many people have lost relationships behind Facebook, social media. We got to think with our thoughts before we think with our feelings. We got to think longer than just for the moment. I feel good for the moment. You got to get past that feel good moment, because there's more to life than just feeling good at the moment. So, I hope you enjoy the show. Remember, Christ is Christmas. Remember, it's not about things. Keep loving your heart. Keep it 100, because I'm trying to keep it 100 with y'all. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the show, because all about growing. It's all about love. It's all about being helpful to somebody. Don't judge me if you never walk a mile in my shoes. Please don't do that. Because I'm not better than you, and you're not better than me. We all on the same page. And that's real.
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente. Y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos,
cosa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow.
El remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin.
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow. The business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos. Remix, DJ Lobo.
You want some music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado.